If the right understanding and possible be holy people or out from past suffering, and how but can make the no rebirth or no rebirth again? How take this setting like that?
You mean arahata?
You say right understanding can everything, right? I can ask you about must be out from suffering and be holy people, right? And connecting about how can develop right understanding this no rebirth again?
When there is no kilesa at all, because panya understand, right understanding understand realities as they are, and right understanding eradicates defilement stage by stage until there is no kilesa, no defilements at all. Like the Buddha himself and the Arhatas, all these people do not have the kilesa to condition rebirth consciousness. So after the death moment, there is no birth or rebirth.
But enough only for practice with right understanding make no rebirth again.
Right understanding develops from not knowing or understanding anything now and beginning to understand.
Yeah, but intellectually. How can you develop this?
No,
now
you
and
understanding develops.
Not rebirth again.
Understanding develops. No one develops.
Not only understanding, right?
Understanding develops.
And development. Development, what kind of development?
Understanding.
Mm-hmm. What kind of development, understanding of more and more to not reborn again?
Theoretical or intellectual understanding develops to the direct understanding. And the direct understanding develops until right understanding eradicates defilement stage by stage.
But can kilesa not all clearly what kilesa, only right understanding?
Right understanding arises at that moment. There is no ignorance, no defilement at moment of understanding.
Are you sure?
When there is no understanding, at that moment, it's ignorance which cannot understand. But when understands, it is not ignorance anymore at that very moment. They are opposite quality.
No problem. I about right understanding and can be holy people and can make the relic. And I must know about holy people must be have relic or what do you know, but the holy people must be relic or not. For me, still not sure. Can you explain to me?
Are you talking about understanding in order to be holy or Aryan or the Sotapanna, Sakatakami, Anakami, Arahata?
Maybe, I think holy is from Sotapanna, Sakatakami, Anakami, Arahant. Must be have a relic or not?
Without panya, there can never be right understanding at level of sotapanna, and then sakatakami, and then anakami, and then arahata.
I think if they already are, you must be have right understanding, right? Not so funny, like they already sotapanna, but no have right understanding. It's not what the name Paccekā Buddha, I think, is already have Buddha before. But I won't ask only about relics.
Relics.
Datu.
Yes.
How about you explain? Because I'm not sure. But
rupa. Relics is rupa.
Oh, rupa.
Yeah, just rupa. But the relics cannot experience anything.
Cannot be holy or not holy must be no help.
Rupa is rupa.
Can must be help. Holy people must be not sure.
Whatever is rupa cannot experience anything at all.
What is important in the path is the development of understanding and the eradication of kilesa, beginning with the eradication of ditti and the wrong view of self. So by understanding the reason
Ajahn Sitchin talks so much about seeing and visible object and these different realities of the present moment, as Anna mentioned, is because it's only by understanding these different realities as realities that gradually the wrong idea of self who can develop or who can become enlightened is eradicated. And so at the first stage of enlightenment, no more wrong idea of self. And so the understanding appreciates that all that matters is the growth of understanding to eradicate kilesa, and then whether or not relics are left or not, the understanding doesn't mind or care about, because the task is just understanding, not
relics. I only for my
liberation.
Ajahn, we talk about understanding can only understand what appears. It seems that mostly it is concept that appears, concept of people and things and...
With our realities, can there be concept?
That's understood at the level of thinking.
Yeah. Can you directly understand it instantly?
No. Mm-hmm. No.
So without intellectual understanding, can there be the direct understanding of realities right now?
I think what I'm asking is, what does understanding understand when there is thinking about people and things?
That's anything. Why we talk about realities right now, not just concept. For example, usually there is always concept of everything which is seen, heard, and so forth. But what about the realities? Which without it, there is no concept at all. So we have to understand what is real and what is not real. Only realities are real, and concept is the concept of reality.
The question is, how does understanding develop when those realities cannot be directly known yet?
But it can be understood intellectually.
Understood by thinking.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's impossible to have the direct understanding of it. For example, why do we talk about seeing? Because there is seeing. But the object of seeing is not known as object of seeing, right? As just that which can be seen. As soon as there is no seeing, that cannot appear. So it's a reality which can be experienced, can be known that it's a reality, only when there is seeing. It's just like sound. Without hearing, who knows that sound is a reality? But when there is hearing, there must be sound which appear to hearing only. So we talk about the absolute realities, not just concept, because we live in the world of concept for so long without understanding what conditions or what makes up the concept. Without realities, there will never be concept at all. But whenever there are realities arising and falling unknowingly, there is only the idea or concept about realities as something permanent. Because not realizing the arising and falling way of realities at all. For example now, theoretically, one understands that seeing arises and falls away so fast, very, very rapidly, uncountable number in split seconds. So it appears like as soon as there is seeing, it sees someone or something all the time, because of the rapidity of the arising and falling away, the repetition of that which is seen. The same as sound. Before there can be the understanding of language, there must be hearing sound. Without memory, there will never be language at all. But since sound is different, one sound is not the other sound. So how much memory is there which arises with each moment of citta to recognize all differences of everything which is experienced. But there is no understanding of the realities as they are. So there is the idea of I see, I hear, I like, I dislike, I'm hungry, I'm satisfied, and so forth. But actually, all are different realities arising from conditions and passing away instantly. That's why the first thing to be known is to understand that everything now is a Dhamma, different ones. So that there will be detachment from taking it for something permanent. Because nothing is permanent. And no one can make anything arise at all. While one is thinking, I'll do this or that, it's already conditioned to think like that.
Just a minute ago, in responding to Maeve's question, I think you said something like, or Maeve may have said, that the development of understanding, that is thinking that develops, through which understanding is developed. That's intellectual understanding. But is it just thinking, or is it very gradually thinking?
I think that now everyone accepts that seeing see just that which can be seen, which we call visible object, okay? And I ask, what do you see now? What's the answer?
The object.
Yes, what do you see? Object. Usually in daily life, when you are asked, what do you see? What's the answer? Just now, what do you see?
You.
Okay, not visible object. That's why even how much we understand that it's only visible object which can be seen, but still that is not enough to really understand that which is seen as just a reality. So it's like the powder of understanding. Little by little, it keeps on getting down to eliminate wrong view, wrong understanding, or clinging to that which just gone completely all the time. So whatever appears now is that which appears and then passes away, never come back at all. So what do we cling to? That which is nothing. You can never find it anymore after it's gone and it's now passing away all the time. So we cling just to that which just appeared.
And then we wouldn't believe that it's permanent also. Well, it's constantly changing.
But in order to really begin to understand what is seen, it's not so much in a day. Even it just keep on repeating now. What is seen is only that which can be seen. But whatever is seen is something all the time, until it pops up by conditions, anytime, anywhere. It's only that which is seen. In Hong Kong, in Thailand, in France, or anywhere, what is seen is only that which can be seen. And that's all in one's life.
So, Anna, when you hear that all there is at the present moment, because you have an interest in the present moment, and that there are just different realities which experience an object and different realities which are experienced, and no one or self who experiences anything, how does this sound to you? And do you have any question about it?
I do have a question, and I'm not just trying to play devil's advocate, but it's something that keeps popping up in my mind. Can we entertain the idea that there are other experiences, realities that can be experienced outside of the five doors, sensory doors?
That can be proven in daily life. And the answer is your own answer, because it's you who's finding out. More than 6,000 ways, or it must be one of the 6,000 ways.
If it's for me to verify, then I would
please
say no.
Please give an example. If you think there is something else which is not.
Yeah, I would think of, and again, it's just because I'm trying to be open-minded.
Mm-hmm.
other dimensions, other universes, maybe there's other beings that what do about, have other perceptions
what about
than we have.
There are only six Taoists, do you agree?
I don't know. For me.
Seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking. Only that.
For me.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Human. Everywhere.
On Earth.
Everywhere, everyone, anytime.
How do we know?
There is seeing one now, right? So there is seeing, and there is thinking about that which is seen too. The word is thinking. Okay, you know what's there. And sound is heard before one can understand the meaning of it. I cannot understand Japanese. I cannot understand many, many languages. What I can understand is Thai, see? And some of you can understand Thai. Why? If there is no memory about it, you don't know what it's meant. Like nama and rupa, it's only sound. But when you know the meaning of it, you understand as soon as someone said nama and rupa. But actually there must be the hearing sound before there is thinking of the meaning. But it seems like they come together. As soon as there is hearing, there is the understanding of the sound. No time to interpret at all. Because it seems like I hear, I know, I understand the word. So hearing and thinking, right? And smelling and thinking. And tasting and thinking. Or there can be thinking without seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, and touching. What else?
Nothing.
You don't know means there's no more than that.
And then there's thinking about these six doorways, five senses in the mind, and you just thought further whether there's another sense perhaps here or somewhere. And that's thinking. And all within what has been expressed through the five senses in the mind.
Or we don't have to mention the doorways at all. Just seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking.
I think Anna's question concerns the fact that there are some people who claim that there are other sensory perceptions. Is that right?
Partly, and other people claim that there's other dimensions or other universes right where we are that we can experience. And I don't know if that's true. It doesn't seem to me from my perceptions that that's true. But to say that it's not true, I don't know if that's right either.
Do you think that dreaming is another Darwin? Or what?
I don't know.
Yeah. Dreaming. Another Dharma or what? Or one of the six?
I guess not. No, I wouldn't say.
Do you dream usually? And what is it?
It's
nama rupa.
Rupa.
Can the rupa dream or think or hear?
No.
No. So at moment of having a dream, at that moment, what reality is there?
The reality is that I see or hear.
No. At that moment when you call it a
thinking.
Dream, there's no seeing, no
just
hearing.
Thinking about
mm-hmm.
what's being seen or heard.
Mm-hmm. So there must be one of six surveys, anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Dreaming is thinking, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I think the short answer to your question anyway would be that if there were other dimensions, as you put them, but they can't be experienced by us, then they have no relevance for us. And it's only a story, another kind of thinking.
It's like when before we were able to understand magnetism, to say that there wasn't relevance to us at that time just because we couldn't conceptualize it or understand it, I don't think that's true either. You know, science comes up with new understandings of the way the world works that we didn't know before. So just because we didn't know that before doesn't mean that that new understanding didn't have relevance at that time.
That is so in the conventional world. But in terms of understanding the reality of the present moment, I don't think the same considerations apply. Because understanding the reality is understanding what is real at the present moment. So if there's some other supposed reality, it cannot be understood anymore.
At this point, contemplating about other dimensions, which is a thinking, when we cannot experience them directly through the mind, or it's just merely thinking about them, it's not an experience of them, right? So what do you gain, what understanding can you gain by thinking about other dimensions?